نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ujibu da'wat da'i iza da'an. Whenever someone calls upon me, I respond to it. Now, we are human beings and we are so weak. We don't tend to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted such and such a dua and has not accepted this dua that I've been making for that long time. Someone next to me, my cousin, my friend, my brother, next door neighbor, their dua has been accepted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to get their duas accepted, whereas I've been trying my best but still not getting any answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because we are short-sighted. We cannot see through things. We are weak human beings, so we consider the results to be positive when it suits us to our understanding. When we believe that this is a favor to me, then we consider it to be a favor. If outwardly it looks that there is some trouble that we are going into, we start presuming and assuming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't accepted the dua. If we ask for, say, this particular job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't listen to it, God forbid, then we feel that, see, my du'as are not accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what is best for us. As a believers, we should have that firm faith and conviction. I give you a very short story. Sometimes what happens, we see things in a different light. There was a king. He was once cutting an apple. He accidentally cut his finger. He mentioned it to his minister, who happens to be a practicing Muslim. He said, whatever Allah wills is better for us. The king got very upset and angry that here I am having pain and you are actually saying that this is better for me. Whatever Allah does is good, though I believe, but it is so hurtful and I'm so unhappy that I must punish you. He ordered for that minister to be imprisoned. A few days later, king has his expedition of some sort where he ended up going with his other ministers, but not the main one who was in the jail. On his way back, the king got separated from his subjects and got lost in the bewilderment. Obviously, he didn't know his way back, so he got caught up with the local people who happened to be very primitive and incidentally having their celebration. So they caught him and brought him to their master, their leader, as a sacrifice for the big day. So he's chained among those men and women who wouldn't have a clue about his status or his language. As they were about to slaughter him, a religious personality came to review him and assess him. And that individual said, you know what, this creature has a damaged finger and we cannot offer him as sacrifice to our lords. And then they spared him. He came back ultimately and obviously felt very happy and realized the significance of what the minister told him. So the first thing he did was call the minister, bring him to the court in front of everyone and thanked him and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. The minister said, I must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. The king inquired, how come? I am the one spared, not you. So the minister said, O king, could you not see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from this tribulation and saved me as well? Had I not said what I said, and had you not put me in the prison, I would have most surely accompanied you. And even if everyone else has abandoned you or left you to be on your own in the bewilderment, I would have definitely kept close to you in your company. And they wouldn't have found any blemish on me and would have sacrificed me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His ultimate wisdom, saved me and saved you through this one small incident. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever is best for people, we don't understand. So in the question that you have, O my son, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of the person who asks for rain and not the other, or the vice versa, it doesn't matter. What matters is that if it rains and my dua is accepted, I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if my dua is not accepted, I'm still very happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that whatever has happened with a great wisdom for my benefit, for the benefit of wider community, for the benefit of whole humanity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after us in the best way. We need to big our game. We need to rise above the basic level of low human desires and needs, and that we can see through it. But anyway, so the most important thing is that no one has the right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have become so pious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to listen to their du'as. It is sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He decides to listen to one over the other. Those who do not get their du'as answered in a way that they expected it to be, it is no failure on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. It is actually that we cannot see it through. So in short, whatever Allah does is best for us. I hope that clarifies it. Jazakallahu khairah.